Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Although it's more than money, we got to talk about money every once in a while, my friend.
It does impact the retirement for sure.
Yeah.
Let me put this out right off the bat. We have a reoccurring guest. We also have our client's portfolio, a piece of it with him. We've done a lot of due diligence on working with our guest on why it fits. It's an alternative investment.
Yep.
We've been talking about alternatives for a long time. He has a lot more tools at his tool belt than the average investor does. And I think this is a good perspective. When you got more tools in your tool belt, you look at the world differently than when you have few tools in your tool belt.
Right.
And I think it's a good time to review what's happened this year. And then the big I word is coming out, buddy. People are talking about inflation.
Yeah.
Let's see how it's going to impact for 2022, especially. Let's get right to it.
Okay. Andrew McCreath joining us, Chief Executive Officer, also the Chief Investment Officer at Forge First Asset Management. Andrew, welcome back to the show, first of all. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Pleasure to be here with you, gents.
All right. I think Faisal did a pretty good job of setting this up. We're interested maybe to start the conversation with a bit of a review of past year, because you've got some very specific thoughts on what role monetary policy played, and that's going to lead into then conversation about what the future looks like. But let's start with the past year. How did you position, surprises, opportunities, those kinds of things?
Well, thanks very much, David. Well, coming into 2021, the trend in my mind was pretty obvious when it came to the outlook for financial markets, because we were seeing gargantuan amounts of fiscal and monetary policy stimulus, the latter meaning the printing of money, combined with an investment community that remained underinvested in stocks. And so consequently, it struck me, and I wrote in my monthly commentary that I publish at the end of the first week of every month for my hedge funds here at Forge First Asset Management, that I expected that stimulus and the underinvestment position of investors would cause stocks to reach record highs during the first half of this year, which of course did happen, especially for the S&P 500. But then as 2021 progressed, I suspected that stimulus would gradually begin to get pulled away, that growth would start to decelerate, partially as a result of the ending of some of that stimuli, and as consequently, stocks may have a bit more of a challenge in the back half of 2021.
One of the biggest concerns that people have been having, especially in the second half of this year, has been inflation. Mm-hmm. And there has been anecdotally, people have been saying that things are way too expensive or cost more, way more than they were before, especially in the food and energy sector, Dave. The other part of this is that the concern of, you know, different central banks doing different things, and we all focus on the Federal Reserve in the U.S., has a lot of uncertainty happening in the markets, a lot of volatility. Walk us through first your concerns, your opportunities, and then what happens in when you've got more tools in your tool belt, what do you do when you have these types of uncertainty in the markets?
Well, we certainly monitor all aspects of what's going on in, shall we say, the macro environment, meaning both fundamentals and noise. We're conscious of the noise because we believe we have to be to be able to discern whether or not the noise is actually going to translate into fundamental change. But we are buy and hold investors of free cash flow focused companies here at Forge First. And our investment discipline means that we always have a diversified short book, and we use listed put options to further hedge market risk at all times, both good and bad. So arguably, I'm relatively indifferent to market conditions, with the exception of, you know, a huge gain or huge plunge on a given day. But when one looks at the evolution of markets this year, in my opinion, around Labor Day, the bell was rung that we had reached the peak of monetary policy accommodation, meaning the printing of money or the price of money being interest rates. Various central banks around the world had begun to increase interest rates. Our head of the central bank here in Canada had started to warn markets that he was thinking about interest rates. Meanwhile, Chairman Powell of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States was continuing just to think about thinking about hiking interest rates. Because, of course, he was of the view that the inflation we were beginning to see, let alone have now come to see, was just transient. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Chairman Powell, frankly, swept the word transient under the rug. I thought it was ridiculous how he chose to do it, as opposed to fessing up that he was wrong. When one looks at inflation, it's pretty widespread right now. The question is whether how much of it is going to be transient and how much of it is going to be permanent. Where is the inflation coming from? Well, you pointed out food and energy, and you're bang on, Faisal. Food prices are going to be substantially higher in 2022 than they are right now and have been for 2021. I've spoken to senior grocery industry executives who have told me they're holding prices over the holiday season, but look out come February and March. Energy prices, I believe, are going to stay quite high. I'm more favorably disposed towards oil than I am gas. But the insidious aspects of inflation have to do with the supply chain, rent, and wages. As a result of the dislocation of supply chains from COVID, there remains a significant dislocation between the supply and the demand for certain aspects along the supply chain that, yes, are impacting energy and food and those things, but there are many others that are not being discussed. I know that from speaking to manufacturers of everything from, you know, swimming pools to furniture. And so I think that the supply chain issues are going to be with us for a while. Rent. Well, housing prices have been booming in a lot of parts of North America. Not all parts, but a lot of parts. And the numbers are big. 20, 30% increases year over year in some of these housing prices. That is gradually leaking into rental prices. And rental prices make up roughly 40% of CPI in the States and around 23% of what's called PCE, personal consumption expenditures. And that is the inflation metric that the Fed is more focused on than headline CPI. But bottom line is rent has started to go up, and I think rent is going to go up a little bit more. The key, however, when we get past this next, call it 9 months, of very high inflation is what happens next. And for inflation to keep at that much higher level than even today, we have to see wages go up. Wages have to validate those higher prices. And if employers validate those higher prices with even faster or higher wage hikes, then that gives the consumer more money in their pocket to validate those higher prices. If they have less money in their pocket, they just don't buy stuff. And when supply starts to exceed demand, prices fall. So I would say expect a lot of inflation right here. The key is watch for the wage concessions that employers are going to give employees. For example, there was a contract last month in Alberta at the Cargill meatpacking plant, which, you know, good for the workers, but it was a pretty rich contract. And if we see more and more of those, that will be very problematic for inflation. And it will absolutely guarantee that the central bank of the United States, the one that matters the most, will be far behind the curve, as they say, Faisal.
Andrew, we've got to go to commercial break, but let's talk about the two sides when we come back. Dave is chicken. He's scared of this volatility. He's bought a big case from Costco of Pepto-Bismol just to handle this volatility. I love this volatility because I think there's a lot of opportunity. I'd like to hear your thoughts after the break on where's the risk and where's the opportunity, because that's going to be a key thing. And that's how you have to also look at your entire retirement. That's how you have to look at how do you bulletproof your retirement with all of this stuff going on. And we're going to talk about how you do that at our next webinar on Tuesday, January 18th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around after the break. As Faisal said, whether you love volatility or hate it, we'll have an answer on both sides. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.